We learn from the scriptures things. It has facts, and from these facts, from the scriptures, we learn the ways of God. God, when He puts His word in the scriptures, He will not change it, but He will go through it and He will follow it. And He will lead us step by step to go through it. This is one of the themes that the Bible speaks. We are accountable to watch and to deal with sin and to report to the proper authority that God had a place on earth. God is the highest authority. And God would expect people to fear Him. When people, they don't fear God, the Lord had installed authorities on earth to deal with those who do not fear Him. Therefore, when there's something wrong take place or contradict what we understand, that is things calling us to give attention to it and to deal with it, to investigate and to search. And when we found there's sin, we need to deal with it on a personal level, and then we later on it needs to be referred to the proper authority that God had placed on earth to deal with those who do evil. There are, after God, three authorities that God had put on earth. God had put first the authorities of the government. I'm not telling this in 1, 2, 3 as the first one, no. But I understand there are three other authorities after God. God will use them to deal with sin. First, the government authorities, and that's why we find police, we find security guards, we find the prisons, we find courts, all to deal with the things that is going wrong. The second authority that God has put and we can recognize is the authority of the family, the parents. And that's why we found children, they hide from their parents facts and information. When they do wrong, they will hide it. And when the parents found out, they need to go and deal with that particular issue. And that's why parents should find ways to know what their children are doing at their backs. And we are accountable. Parents should be informed when there are things going wrong. The third authority that God instituted on earth is the church. And if the first two fail, government and family, the last authority that God really would depend on is the authority that He had given to His church to deal with sin and issue that is contradict His ways. We'll go through the scriptures and you'll understand more things. Let's pray. God, thank You for this day. We come before You in the name of Jesus. Lord, teach us deep things and guide us through the scriptures so that we'll have a right mind, the mind that is based on the word of Yours and the ways of Yours. Help us to conclude good things and help us to learn from the previous mistakes and shortcomings. Lord, teach us to put Your word to the highest level of our understanding. And let us, O God, train ourselves that when we hear Your voice, we compare what voice we hear with the scriptures that You had placed in our hands. Thank You, God. We bless You. Anoint my lips and put verses and statements. And this, let this message bring effectivity and understanding. And let each and everyone see well through Your word. We thank You, Lord, we bless You. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to the book of Genesis 37. Book of Genesis 37 and verse 2. These are the generation of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. That's where he the first time mentioned that the word report. Joseph reported to his father, reported to the authority of the family, the parents, what the children of his two wives, Zilpha and Bilhah, they were doing. What Joseph was doing is the correct one or the wrong one? What do you think when he started to report? Was he doing right or was he doing wrong? He was doing right, because what's mentioned here, he brought their evil report to his father. The father should be the one to deal with this report in a proper way. But if the 3 verse 3 is saying, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Now here the response of Jacob to the report of Joseph was not correct. I would expect that in verse 3, and Jacob went to his children and spoke to them and verified with them what the report that he was hearing about them from Joseph. But Jacob, he started to favor Joseph, not because of the report, but because he is his son of his old age, and he make him a coward, and that make a jealousy between him and between his brothers. At the end of Genesis 7, we found that Joseph was sold away. But the point here that I wrote the scriptures is that the world report. The evil thing that they were doing, Jacob would not know about it unless he received a report from somebody who gave him the details. Now, let's go to the book of Exodus, chapter 18. And let's go to the government of Moses. We talk about the government of the family in the place of Jacob, where Joseph is reporting to him details. In the book of Exodus, chapter 18, when Moses instituted the government through the advice of his father-in-law, he advised him to teach the people and to lead them into the will of God. And out of those people that he taught and trained, he said, choose the people who are fearing God, who have no greed for money, they have integrity, and put them as judges. And in verse 22, we can see the job description of the judge. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so that it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. So he told him that small things they can judge, but the great matter, it should come to you. Now, do you understand that they need to report or no? They need to report or no? They need to report. Every great matter, something that can't be swallowed, wrong, Moses should be informed about it. Should be informed, and before anything will be taken, Moses should give his word about it that comes from the word of God. In verse 26, will they obey the judges? Let's read verse 26. And they judged the people at all season. The hard causes they brought unto Moses. But every small matter they judged themselves. So they are hard causes. They are something hard need to be dealt with. Now somebody will say, they don't need to report. God will reveal it to Moses. God will not contradict his word. He already revealed it. When he had revealed it to the judge, and the duty of the judge, he needed to tell it to Moses. God will not change his word. But he will deal with that sin of the judge who does not like to report the grievous things that Moses should know. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 13. God will not going to invent new things. There is already all the new things are there in his word. If we will not follow his word, we will not expect God would change his word. But he will allow us to pass through many trials until we are willing to be changed and conformed to his word, not to our ways. In book of Deuteronomy chapter 13, let's read verse 12 to verse 14. If thou shalt hear say in one of thy cities which the Lord thy God hath given thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire and make search, and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought among you. Now here, Moses received from God that in the future, when there is one of the cities, you hear there are some people that they are sons of Belial who start to do evil and start to put the people in the wrong direction. In verse 14, he says, then shalt thou inquire. Now, Moses and the leadership, which time they start to inquire? After what? Now, if you go and inquire, some people, they ask me, you did not discern it, they are doing wrong. Which time we inquire? According to verse 12, which time the church will start to inquire, which time the pastor of the church will start to inquire, will start to suspect. What is saying in verse 12? If thou shalt hear, how he will hear? From God or from man? From man. They need to report it to him or no? They need, if they will not report, would God speak? If we want to put the responsibility on God and on the leader, then we are perishing. Have you get the point here? If you want to put everything on God and everything on the pastor of the church, but you don't deal with your responsibility, then you cannot be part of God's kingdom. You see, when they hear, so there's a part of the people, the watchmen who had been on the wall, the judges, they should report. Then Moses can hear, the leader should be able to hear. Which time the leader would investigate? Before he hear or after he hear? After, yes. If you will not hear, if you will not having any input, will he go to investigate? I will go to investigate people. I have no proof. I did not hear anything about them. No. You see here, you must understand the tactics of the devil. Covering up, not telling the truth, will make the work of God ineffective to deal with sin. In verse 14, after they hear, they shall thou inquire. What has happened? Tell me in exact. And make search. Start to search. You already hear about it. You should not keep quiet. Have you got the point? If the leader hear about it, if one of you hear about it, and you did not dig and search, don't expect that I would dig because I did not hear it. You have to tell me. Search and ask diligently, no waste of time. And behold, if it be truth, you must know if it is right or if it is true, has happened or no. You have to investigate diligently to verify the information. So that after that, you can act in a proper way. Let me ask one question. If one day you have been, somebody come to you and he rob something from your house, a thief, will you report him to the police or no? You will report. If you will not report, if the police will not hear about you, what will happen next step? The thief will go to the other house or no? He will go. And the same will continue in the same way. When we don't tell what has happened, as we saw it or as we hear it, the sin and the trespassers will continue to do wrong. Some people, they don't report, I understand, because they are doing the same. Some people, they don't report because for them, that what they are doing is acceptable. Have you got the point here? And some people, they have their own mind. God should speak to the leader. God already he has his word here. And if we don't obey it, God will not change his word, but we will be affected by it. When the sin discovered early can be dealt earlier, but when you allow cancer to grow long period of time, it will have more destructive effect. This is how we show ourselves accountable to God as responsible people. Some people, they don't like to report because they are afraid of others to be upset of them. But they cannot see the bad effect of sin on themselves and on the church and on the other people. And we need to discern also. Some people, they report in order to make themselves having more favor. In book of Exodus chapter 23, that's why in the book of Deuteronomy it says, search about the truth, inquire, ask diligently, because some reports are not correct. But if the leadership are willing to follow God, those who are reporting wrong things or for wrong motive, finally, sooner or later, they'll be exposed. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 1. Thou shalt not raise a false report, but not put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. So we understand there are people who will tell also lies. We need to know them. Once we hear the news, we must verify, is this correct or no? There's no joking. Once you hear it, you have to verify it. Either truth or it is wrong, but we should have evidences of everything we do. In the book of Book of Numbers, chapter 13. When Moses, he sent the spies to spy the promised land, God already had given them the land. He sent them to know the details, so they will just move to take the place. He sent 12 men, one man from each tribe. When they came back, verse 32, let us read. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they have searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Now, when they brought the report here, they say that the land eats the people, eats the inhabitants. That is the evil part of the report. The truth in the report, yes, they have giants. They are of great stature. But what they added to it, the land eats up the inhabitants. That is was not correct. They discourage the people. Only two of them, Caleb and Joshua, they give the same report. They say, yes, the land they have giants, but if God is pleased with us, he can give us the land. So we need to also discern what kind of reports we are receiving. God had dealt with those 10 spies, 10 men whom sent by Moses, and they brought the evil report and discouraged the people. If you will read Numbers chapter 14 and verse 37, say, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague before the Lord. The Lord judged them because they discouraged the people. So we understand there are truth in the report. There's also something not correct in all the reports, and we need to verify these reports. And sometimes it's mixed up. When the enemy knows that already you are in the area, he will send you different reports also to confuse you. We need to be discerning. Book of First Samuel. That's why it says everything must be established by a testimony of two or three people. That's in the Old Testament. Jesus called that. And even Apostle Paul, he called the same. Every matter, every word should be established by a testimony of, by a witness of two or three witnesses, to agree so that the information would be correct. Book of 1 Samuel chapter 2. And verse 22 to 25. When the priest Eli, he hear about what his children are doing. Verse 22. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his son did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the woman that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. He heard that they were taking sacrifices by force in the wrong way, and they lay with the woman that they were coming at the, that they are serving at the tabernacle. And he said unto them, he spoke to them, why do you such things? Why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealing by all these people. May my son It is no good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people to transgress. So it was the report that came to Eli the priest from the people. He went and he faced his children. We know that he did not do proper things with them that pleased God. But the point here, report had reached him as a father and as a leader. Verse 25, if one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. That's another example where report of evil things went and reached the proper authority. And that authority was judged because it did not deal properly with that sin. In the book of 2 Samuel, and chapter 18. There's a series of information. God wanted it to reach the proper authority. Why God will not let himself directly from heaven? Who we are to judge God? Let us obey and do our assignment well. When we know what is in the scriptures, we need to deal with it in a way acceptable to the word of God. So God would be glorified and sin would be dealt with and the problem would be solved based on the scriptures. In the book of 2 Samuel, when Absalom rebelled against his father and finally there was a war between the men of David and the men of Absalom. And in the battle, Absalom was put to death. Let's read chapter 18, when Joab wanted to report what had happened to David. Let us read here. Let's read from verse 19. After he died. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, let me now run. Ahimaaz is the son of a priest. Zadok was the priest who carried the ark of God. He was the high priest at the time of David. His son Ahimaaz was in the battle and bear the king's tithes. He said, let me go and give the news to the king, how that the Lord had avenged him of his enemies. Verse 20, and Job said unto him, thou shalt not bear tidings this day, but thou shalt bear tidings another day, but this day thou shalt bear no tidings, because the king's son is dead. He told him, you cannot carry news this day. Another time maybe, because the day is there, the son of the king is dead, and you cannot carry this news. Then said Joab to Cushi, go tell the king what thou hast seen. So what he told him, go and tell the king what you have seen. Go and tell him. So he told him, you tell everything, right? Go and tell him what you have seen. And Cushi bowed himself unto Joab and ran. Then said Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, yet again to Joab, but howsoever, let me, I pray thee, also run after Cushi. And Joab said, wherefore wilt thou run? My son, seeing that thou hast no tidings ready. He said, what for you are running? You don't have the news ready for you can give. But howsoever, said he, let me run. And he said unto him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and overran Cushi. He wanted to Go ahead of Kushi. You want to report. He overrun him. He's very fast. Ahimaaz is very diligent, is very faithful, valiant worker for the Lord. And David sat between the two gates, verse 24, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate and to the wall, and lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, a man running alone. David was waiting for the news between the gates. And there was a watchman, he went up to see there what is going on. That the watchman should report what he's going to see. And looked and behold a man running alone. So he saw and one man running alone. In verse 25, and the watchman cried. It means he gives the news. And told the king, and the king said, if he be alone, there is tidings in his mouth, and he came apace and drew near. So here when the king heard that there's one man running alone, he analyzes this is a good news, because if the army was defeated, all of them they will come back quickly. But when the army have a victory, they will not come out quickly. One by one, they will come because the rest, they will take their plunder. So when he told him there's one man alone, he concludes, you see the value of reporting. How about if the watchman kept quiet? The leader cannot see what's going on. If when you see wrong things or right things and you don't report it, and you know already it is, everyone is waiting to take an action. God will not speak. God has His word we need to obey. So when David hears the report of the watchman he saw and he reports what he saw, David analyzed it. Verse 26, and the watchman saw another man running. He's seeing details. And the watchman called unto the porter and said, behold, another man running alone. And the king said, he also bringeth tidings. See here, the watchman now, he spoke to the porter. And so there is already another person between David and the watchman. How about the porter if he says, no need to speak? There's a system, watchman up, down porter, the king is waiting. And possibly there are other watchmen over, round about the city. They will report, but the reporting only comes from this man, because that's where the movement is here. There's a watchman, there's a porter. The information came to David. And the watchman said, me thinketh the running of foremost is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok. He gives more detail now that the one who is running first is like Ahimaaz, son of Zadok. He told David who is the man. And David knew, and the king said, he is a good man and cometh with the good tidings. He is aware that that man, if he will come running quickly, he will not run his way unless there is a good news. And Ahimaaz called and said unto the king, all is well. And he fell down to the earth upon his face before the king and said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which hath delivered up the men that lifted up their hand against my lord the king. He gave him the good news. You know, David, there's a victory. And the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? He asked the question, is he safe? And Ahimaaz answered, When Joab sent the king's servant and me, the servant, I saw a great tumult, but I know not what it was. Now here, he knew it or no? Do we need to report it properly or no? He knew it. When David, he hears that from him, what David did? Don't look to my face, look to your Bible and tell me what he did. This man, Ahimaaz son of Zadok, he's a son of a priest, right? And he's a very faithful, he's very capable. He knows the Bible better than David. That's the truth. Although David wrote the psalm, but you know the law of Moses by heart, this Ahimaaz. What King David told him? What he told him? Say it loud voice, don't be ashamed. Tell it. He told him, turn aside and stand here. So he told him, can you just give your place to somebody else? That's why how mercy is to be lost. When you are called to do the proper things and you don't do it. Have you get the point here? Now, do David need to wait for another person to come to tell it? Or you came first, you say it now. Have you get the point? Delay reporting. Delay giving details. It kill you and kill your ministry and kill the church. And the king said unto him, turn aside and stand here. And he turned aside and stood still. Still he did not say it. And the king said unto Cushi, is the young man Absalom safe? Same question. And Cushi answered, the enemies of my lord the king and all that against thee to do thee hurt be as that young man is. He gives the very news that David should hear at that moment. God's willing, we'll continue next week. The importance of proper and correct reporting on time. God has His own system. Don't expect that the pastor of the church, God will replace the porter, and replace the watchman, and replace the Cushi. No, everyone should do his responsibility so that the information, the needed information, will reach on time and right action will be taken in a proper way. That's our statement. Lord, thank you. Teach us more of your ways. Thank you for reminding us of your words, O God. And Lord, I pray, O Lord, that you will not take great things and serious things haphazardly and just keeping it aside without telling and referring it to the proper authority that can deal with it with us. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to understand your word and accept it. Take away our self-righteousness, our own mind, our own thought. Help us to be confirm to the pattern of the scriptures that reporting is there in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, so that those who are responsible people on the affairs of the church or state or whatever, they will take the proper action. I pray, O Lord, O God, draw your people near to you. Let them accept your will. In the name of Jesus.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again. To hear.
Show us that you are near, that you are caring for us and loving us. Help us, Lord, to abide with this word so there will be a fruit in our lives. God, take the message and make us to pray. Let it reach those who are in need of it. Let it be fruit of righteousness in the life of your church and your people. Lord, bless us. And Lord, the word to return, Lord, that you are happy with us. Keep us from harm that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.